keep looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me and I don't see an easy way to get out of there. Her diary sits on the bedside table. The curtains are closed, the cat's in the cradle. And who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem Me No. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'm sitting with Antonio Banderas. Not that one. He's the founder of Echale Ganas. It's a clothing apparel. Pretty much it tells you everything you need to know about it just by the name Echale Ganas. Just put effort into whatever you're doing. Go balls to the wall or go whatever tits up. I don't know. Whatever the female version of it is, but just put an effort into it, do what you can, and you know, don't let nothing stop you. If you fall down, dust yourself off and pick yourself up and keep going. You know, you make a mistake, learn from it, and you know, keep going. So yeah, so Antonio has a very, very inspirational story how he started the whole apparel and the reason why it's Echale Ganas. So on this episode, we're gonna get to know him, we're gonna get to know about his brand, why he started the brand, and what his vision for it is, you know. So I'm not gonna get in too much into it because, you know, I say this every episode that I'm not gonna get into it, and I end up getting into it, but you know, I'm really gonna try not to because this is a great episode. I will have a giveaway, so I want to remind you guys, currently there's a giveaway, a thermal water bottle, whatever, of the podcast. Easy to enter. All you gotta do is add a friend. Answer the question, which is your favorite episode? It could be this episode, it could be any episode. So just make sure you tag a friend. Make sure that person follows you, follows me, because if he or she does not follow me, then you know, you won't be able to win the prize. And it'd be a shame that I pick you and you don't win it, you know? So yeah, so I do want to remind you. And okay, well, you know what? And after this giveaway, the last date center is Friday. So I'll be probably like around 12 o'clock. I'll be drawing and I'll select the winner. As soon as that giveaway is over, I'm giving a hat. Antonio was very generous and he gave me a hat. And I'm a give it away. So all you gotta do is follow him, follow the podcast, and answer a question, which I'm not sure what question it is yet. I think better when I listen to that, hear the episode, and then I kind of pick it and choose it. That's how I'm gonna choose what the question is. So the same rules. Tag a friend, make sure she or he follows both of the accounts, and that giveaway will be I'll be selecting the winner next Friday. So the rules are easy. I feel they're very easy to follow. So just do that. Like I said, be ashamed you win the prize and you don't get selected. I mean, you get selected and you don't win it because the person you tag does not follow one of the accounts. All right. I want to remind you guys, I am on iTunes and today's my birthday. So if you guys could please give me my birthday present as the form of a review, I would really, really appreciate it. And please tell your friends. I want to keep growing. I want my guests to get as much attention as possible. So the only way that that's going to happen is if you guys help me out and leave reviews, tell your friends. If I don't know, if you could be listening to music and just say that, oh, I'm listening to the podcast, I would really appreciate it. So please do that. I do want to give a shout out to the homies from AK Podcast. They were kind enough to want a sticker. You know, they wanted to, you know, show off their pride. They want to show off support to me. So they request a sticker. They post it on their page. And actually gave me a shout on their podcast. So maybe go listen to them. I'll read you the little bio description. Examining popular culture and the times with a critical lens and a dark humor. Podcast with Chicanx host El Profe and Kid Posse. So make sure you go check them out there on SoundCloud. Also, Antonio is going to be taking part of an event on July 15th. He hasn't told me what exactly that event is. We were talking and then he didn't mention it. So make sure you add him if you like him. And go, you checked out his Instagram, you like it, follow him. And I'm sure he's going to post when I find out when that event's going to be. I'm put a post on my Instagram and to remind you guys to go check him out. And if you like his branding, like I said, follow the podcast, follow his account, answer the question and tag a friend and you could win yourself a hat. I think I'm gonna leave you guys with that. Hopefully you guys enjoying your 4th of July. Hopefully it was special, you did something fun. If you didn't, I'm sorry to hear that, but I know how hard is it to do stuff because everything is packed. You can't go to amusement parks because it's so full, the park, it's so full of people. But you know, spend it with people you like, you know, and that they'll go by quick. And at the end of the day, you'll see a show, you know, for free. Just look up in the sky and you see people popping fireworks all day. If you live in the hood like I do, then you know that 4th of July is all year round. You know, people are always popping fireworks, and you know, I mean, it might not be as special, but still enjoy the free show, I guess. Well, you know what, I'm gonna leave you guys with that. I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Like I said, please leave a review. I have stickers. If you want a sticker, send me a DM on Instagram or leave me or send me an email at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. And if you're interested in getting a shirt or a hat, send me a DM or you could go visit Synesthesia Boutique. They're only $20. I recommend that you guys go on a Tuesday because she has a BOGO sale where if you buy one thing, you get another one half off. So if you go like tomorrow, 4th of July is going to be, you know, you might not have something to wear. Go to the store, check some stuff out, buy something. Hopefully she has a sale. Tell her it's my birthday. If you're going on Wednesday, July 4th, tell her it's my birthday and she'll give you 10% off. If she doesn't, my bad. I didn't run it by her first, but look it, you know. I guess we'll just, like I said, thank you guys. You know, you guys are very, very, very special to me. You guys are awesome. Thank you guys for your support. And hopefully you guys are able to support Antonio with his brand. I mean, by supporting his brand and his dream. I guess, well, you know what? Enjoy.
With every passing moment, thoughts of you run through my head. I'm slowly realizing I think you're truly heaven sent. I think you're truly something special, something my dreams are really made of. Let's stay together, you and me, boy. You done to me.
What's up, everybody? Did you guys enjoy that song? That's my guest's favorite song right there. Today I'm sitting with Antonio Banderas. He's the creator of Echale Ganas. It's a clothing apparel from the city of Santa Ana. Right. So, you know, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Just grinding, yeah. Echándole ganas, yeah. Every day.
Yeah, man. It's hot today, too.
It's a nice warm day in Southern California, man.
Yeah, but too bad you're like more inland than southern, so.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, but it's not that bad, man. I used to live out in Texas, and believe me, I'd rather have this in the Texas heat.
Yeah, I bet. So, like, before I start, I like to start every episode by asking you how your day is.
Day's good, man. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm breathing. I went to work. You know, got to see my kids. I can't complain, man. It's a beautiful day. Sun's out.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
And I'm here with you, man. I'm here with you. This is an opportunity out here to put everything out there, man. Echale Ganas apparel and talk.
Yeah, I mean, I like to talk. That's pretty much why I started the podcast. Just talking to meet new people and... Yeah. And like support them, you know, small businesses, whatever. Like, I'm a little small guy. I want to help other little small guys out there, you know, if I could find them.
Yeah, man. And we're all trying to grow, man. Yeah, we're all trying to grow. So,
so like, can you tell me about Echale Más Ganas?
Yeah, so about the brand Echale Ganas.
Oh, Echale Ganas. Sorry. Yeah. I'm adding the Más Ganas.
hey, it's all good, man. Echale Ganas apparel is a lifestyle brand. It's a clothing brand that I started 2.5 years ago. And Echale Ganas is just there to help motivate people, to show people that anything's possible. You know, it's something that I'm trying to show through my actions, through what I'm doing, and say, hey, look, if I'm growing this brand, you can do something too. Yeah. Like, why not you? Yeah. Like, I come from a small town. Delano, California. I don't know if you know where that's at.
Delano? Sounds familiar.
It's
Is it by Hesperia?
It's Central California. So oh, okay. It should be in the history books.
Oh, Delano. Yeah, I think I've heard about it.
So Cesar Chavez helped out the farm workers, man. Yeah, and, yeah. You know, that's where I like to, like, show people, like, hey. Okay. Like, you know, that's where...
Like, that, like, Oxnard area?
No. Mas, but yeah. It's by Bakersfield.
Oh, Bakersfield.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, it's about 30 minutes north of Bakersfield. All
right.
And I just like to show people, like, I come from a small town. You know, if I'm able to grow this brand and, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like. You can do it. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. We got people, you know, I mean, my family in particular, like my parents come out here from Mexico. Uh-huh. And for them to be able to own a home, for example, and they come out here with nothing, it's mind-boggling. It's like, wow, for you to come out here with a third grade education and to be able to own a home.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing's impossible, bro. Like, yeah. You know, is you can do whatever you want. You know, if you want to do a clothing brand, if you want to do whatever type of business, education, whatever you want to do, you can do it. Why not?
Yeah. Do you remember that like moment that you came up with the idea? Do you remember that? Like,
the main reason why it all started, bro, is in 2012, it was a very difficult year for me.
Okay.
It was one of the worst years of my life. Well, I guess I don't want to say overall, but
that was a really tough time.
It was the year my mother passed away.
Oh, wow.
She passed away on the 3rd of March of 2012. And two weeks later, I went back to work. And when I went back to work, they laid me off.
Oh, wow.
The very first day I went back to work, they gave me the news and said, hey, man, while you were away grieving the loss of your mother, we had layoffs and your name was on the list and we're going to have to lay you off. And
were you doing like construction or something?
No, I actually worked for IBM. Oh, I was a software engineer.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it was tough because in the following month, my daughter was born.
Yeah.
So my whole world changed in 2 months and I was, everything kind of came at me like, and I just didn't know what to do. You know, I went into a depression. just trying to figure it out. And that's where it got really difficult for me. The good thing is I had a friend of mine who actually reached out to me. You know, he knew that I was going through something, and he just said, "Hey man, you need to snap out of it." He said, "You know what? Your mother lives through you now. Mm-hmm. Well, you represent her here." And that kind of got to me, and I said, "You're right. What am I doing? You know, I was drinking. I was, you know, eating junk. I wasn't working out. I wasn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I had no motivation to do anything. In the morning, I wasn't motivated to go to work. Nothing. I'm like, man, I can't live my life this way."
Yeah.
And so that's where I felt like, man, there's people out there that are going through far worse than what I am. You know, Echele Ganas, I want to show people that life is something that we need to take advantage of. Mm-hmm. We have one life, and my mom died at the age of 56. So it made me think, like, that was the first time I ever lost somebody that was huge, you know, a huge impact in my life that made me look at life differently. That perspective just changed. And it made me just feel like, what am I doing with my life? I need to do something. And Echele Ganas is something that my parents always instilled in me. Mm-hmm. They never said, "Anthony, you need to go to school." They never said, "Anthony, you need to do this and do that." No, they just said, "What do you want to do in life?" And then, you know, I want to be an architect, or I one of my dreams was to be an NBA star, you know. Yeah. But I'm a short little Mexican, so I'm like, nah.
Tell me this short little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, believe me, I was always that positive guy, like, "Oh, I can do it," you yeah. know. But they never told me, "This is what I had to do. You need to go down this road." It was just, "Hey, what do you want to do?" Yeah. And then I would tell them, and they'd say, "Okay, pues échale ganas.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's what you want to do, give it all you got." Uh-huh. You know, and that stuck with me, you know. And my mother, she was she loved to help people. She was always helping, you know, the youth. She was always helping other people. She just didn't like to see people that would suffer. And she knew how it was coming to a country where, you know, she was helped along the way by people that she didn't know. So she was, in a way, giving that back, paying it forward, you know. So she would always help out people. And I just felt that, man, like, that's rewarding. That's something that I would like to help people. I would like to just be able to help plant a seed on, and let them know, like, hey, you can do whatever it is you want to do, right? Whether it's, you know, go to college, whether it's build a business, whether it's get in shape, whether it's whatever, build a podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like anything. Like, yeah. That's what I feel that Echele Ganas apparel represents. Is like, it's a model that you live by, you know, and it's a lifestyle. So it's just a representation of who you are, you know. That's kind of, and it comes also through, like, the Latino culture, right?
Yeah.
You hear that all the time, whether it's your mom, dad, your tia, your tio, somebody's always telling, "Echele ganas, mijo," "Echele ganas, mija," you can do it, you know. And then they just give you that encouragement, man. And that's what I want to represent, is encouraging others.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it all began, man. So,
I mean, that's cool. So, but then when did it transition to, like, a clothing? Like, when did you, like, you know what? Like, I want to put it on shirts. I want to make hats.
It just started. I mean, I love to draw, you know. So I would just put my pencil to paper and just see what I came up with. And I was just messing around, man. And then I started putting some designs on the computer. And I just said, man, why don't I put this on a shirt? You know, it was a testing phase. It wasn't like I didn't just go all in and say, all right, it's gonna be an apparel brand and this is it. It was more like, you know what, let me put this on a shirt and see what happens, you know, and then try it out.
Yeah.
And I put it on about 30 shirts, and I was able to sell them, and I just reinvested it. And then I made more shirts, and I was able to sell those. Mm-hmm. And then I did hats. Sold out with all my hats, and it just kept growing. So I said, okay, cool. So people are liking this.
Yeah.
And then when I started getting people that don't know me buying my product, people that were out of state, you know, when people from Florida or Texas or Maryland or Michigan or Idaho, when they're ordering my stuff, I'm like, wow, you know, it's like, that's cool that this is something that that I came up with that they enjoy, that they like, and they want to have it, they want to wear it.
Yeah.
So that's like a little piece of my mother, you know, that because of that, you know, this was possible.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's pretty cool, man. And so it was just a testing phase. I seen that it was going pretty well, and just stuck with it, man.
And well, like, what's the farthest you've sent something?
New York. Yeah. Mm. New York. So I want to start doing international.
Yeah.
So, but I'm slowly getting there. Yeah. Like you said, it's a growing phase. You know, we gotta grow and figure out everything else. But that's essentially what I want to be worldwide, man.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into one of your designs because it caught my attention. So there's one that like Echele Ganas, it starts with the E, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's like three bars and then it has a star in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like I want to know like. Do the bars represent something? But mainly, like, what does the star represent?
So, at first, I was just kind of messing around, trying to figure out what works. Because I played with a lot of different designs. I even played around with the number 3, for example. 3 is a big number in my life. Like, I don't know why something happens with the number 3. I was born on the 3rd of January.
Okay.
You know what I mean? My mom passed away on the 3rd of March.
Yeah.
The third month of the year.
Yeah.
I was married in May 3rd. You know what I mean? So it's like, wow, you know, like it's crazy how this number just it's always been in my life. So I was like, maybe I'll do something with the number 3. And that was around the same time Derek Jeter was using a lot of his commercials with the number 2. That was, I think, when he was around, he was retiring around then, or he was doing a lot of promotions for his the brand. And so I was like, oh, maybe a number would work, you know? I think it was a whole respect with the number 2 instead of the S, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then I kept playing with that, like, nah, it just doesn't work. And then I was thinking,
why S though?
Well, they just replaced the 2 with the
but for him or
for him.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
for I thought
him.
It would be like
no,
for
no,
you.
No, 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 not for me. No, but then I seen it, and then I did a knee, and I just didn't like it. Just it was too simple.
Uh-huh.
So then I just started erasing, and when I erased a couple of the bars, I like, oh, this actually would look pretty dope.
Uh-huh.
And then and it still had 3 pillars.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the three sticks. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. And it didn't have the one going down.
Correct.
It just had
correct.
The side ones.
Yep. So you know, so I was still able to incorporate the 3.
Yeah.
But instead of the number, it was the 3 pillars.
Yeah.
Is like what I would look at it. And the star. I mean, the star. I put it in there at first, just kind of see like I need something in here besides just this. And it was more kind of like, it was a quote I believe that I seen. It was. Like, we're all stars. We're all meant to be somebody. It's kind of how I looked at it.
Uh-huh.
And then probably a year later, I just said, you know what? Let's just do the E by itself. And then I took the star out.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. But now you add an acento to it, right?
Yeah. You need to have the acento. It's like...
But like that one, I didn't have the acento. It just had the star, right? Or
No. It has the acento on it. Yeah.
I mean that the star was what took my attention.
Oh yeah, yeah. The acento is like you. I mean, it has to have it. I mean, it's like it's the emphasis, and you know, even around the same time frame, I think Adrian Gonzalez, he was with the Dodgers. And he started putting the acento on his last name, right?
Uh-huh.
And he had like a hashtag, ponle acento. You know, so I was like, you know, all right, cool. This is I mean, I have to have it in the E, you know, and that's what represents, you know, échale ganas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So
yeah. And then there's another hat that I noticed. Like, is okay. So it has a Mexico flag and it has an American, like the U.S. flag.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on the same hat?
It's on the same hat. Yep.
Like why that? Like why did you choose to do that?
Well, you know, I'm born here in the U.S., so I'm a Mexican American, and so. Both flags represent something for me. You know, besides the fact that my last name is Banderas, you know, so like they would call me Anthony Flag sometimes. Yeah, yeah. You know, just messing around.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero I had to have something with a bandera. That's why the dad hat is called the Banderas hat.
You know,
Banderas dad hat.
Ah.
And so I have both flags because you know it's my Mexican roots, and then I have my USA roots, right?
Yeah.
My parents came out here to build something for a future for me and my sister. So it's, it's a big representation for us, and it's also, you know, it's a blessing where my parents were able to come out here and accomplish their dreams. Their dreams wasn't to be like, oh, we're gonna buy $1 million home. It was more like, if our kids are successful, we're successful. Yeah. You know, and they were able to see me go to college. And believe me, bro, like the moment I was able to tell my mom and my dad that, hey, I got accepted to college, you know, like they were emotional, because they're like, man, we worked so hard, you know, not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
But just you going to college, it's like I'm improving the family tree.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whether, you know, I don't have to go and be a millionaire, but the fact that I improved the family tree, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point. It's not like, okay, I'm going to go out here and make millions and we made it. No, it's success in their eyes was just improving the life that they wanted for me and my, and their future, their grandkids, right? So, yeah, that's kind of the banderas dad had. That's what that represents to me, you know? It's like both cultures. So, yeah, I had to have it in there.
Yeah.
I couldn't do one by itself, so I'm like, nah.
Yeah, because I thought, like, it'd be, like, one hat for a certain person that would just want a Mexican hat and a flag. Or a hat for, like, somebody that just wants the US flag. But that's cool. That's a cool touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially, like, let's get into the World Cup, since right now, I think hopefully by the time this episode's released, Mexico's still in it.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I don't know, though.
it's tough, man. They got Germany in that pool, and...
Well, like, by the time this episode's released, like, this is going to be three weeks from now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, it'll probably be the round of 16s.
Oh.
And, you know, that's the round that they usually get knocked out at.
Hey, man, si le echan ganas, hey, they'll be there, man. They'll be there.
But judging from what happened, like, on the friendlies, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I mean, I like to believe, man. I always root for the underdog.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I always root for Mexico anyways, but, I mean, they're underdogs. So, I was like, hey... I mean, there's just something about the underdog, man, that just, it brings out a whole different animal, you know? It's like, I don't know, it's like, when you see somebody that's where you want to be, it just makes you play that much harder, right?
Yeah.
That's echele ganas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're tired and you're like, nah, I didn't come this far to come this far. Like, I got to push a little harder.
Yeah.
I'm this close to achieving that dream, you know, to moving on and making history.
Yeah.
Why can't you?
Yeah.
You know? Well, hey, you got to shock the world.
Yeah, but my where I'm worried about is that they're, like, so focused on Germany.
Yeah.
That once they play Germany, then they're, like, their level's not going to be up where it should be, you know? Like,
yeah.
They should be, like, at the same level for every game.
They should.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I have a feeling, like, they're probably going to get a tie. They're probably going to get a tie.
Let's hope at least a tie.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, I'm hoping for a tie because, but what I'm really hoping is that they take every game the same way. Like, they put the same que le echen ganas a todos los juegos la misma vez.
Yep,
you know.
Yep.
Not just Germany, because I mean we all know Germany's like the top, one of the top, and they're world champs.
They're like their favorite to win it. Yeah.
But. I mean, it'd be nice, at least, like, for them to make it to the semifinals.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'd be happy, semifinals. If they don't make it to the finals, whatever. But I want to get past the round of 16.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that'd be awesome. It's like, they would be able to have, I think, more energy coming at them.
Yeah.
And the positive belief in their heads that, like, okay, we're able to do it. They start believing a little bit more in themselves, you know? As long as they don't believe, like, oh, I don't know, man, we're going to play Germany. Ah, quién sabe, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, then they're like, okay, their mindset isn't there.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen. But if they believe, like, okay, we can do this.
Yeah.
Then, anything's possible, bro.
Yeah, the reason why I brought it up, because I don't want to go in too much into the World Cup, you know? Because then the whole episode's going to be World Cup. And my listeners have been like, click.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably not going to stay on if they don't like soccer. But... like, are you going to come up with anything, like, for, like, since the World Cup's here? Maybe, like, you have something on its way that...
I just recently, I took about 2 months to kind of regroup and gather my thoughts, where I was getting away of why I started the brand.
Uh-huh.
And so I took a step back to try to regroup and see if, you know, where I can be a little bit more creative. And I was going, a lot of what I was creating was based off of like what I see on social media.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, let me just stop that for a second and let me just gather my thoughts.
Okay.
And so I wanted to, I actually had an idea for the World Cup, but I just feel it's a little too late in the game to try to put something out there. Yeah. You know, my sights are actually now on the Canelo Triple G that's coming up in September.
They're going to fight again?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So they just agreed to it yesterday, I believe.
Okay.
So that's where my mindset is right now. So if I can have something before then, okay, then I would have something out there. But to me, a lot of my designs, I try to keep them simple.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to represent people that que tienen las ganas, le echaron ganas, uh-huh, you know, like if I can put something out there that represents a lot of the, maybe like the old fighters, you know, a lot of the Latino fighters that they would go in the ring and they just gave it their all and they gave the fans a great fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you got Julio Cesar Chavez go out there and you gave it his all, Manuel Marquez come out there, boom. You know what I mean? It's like, These fighters would go out there and le echaron ganas.
Yeah, yeah.
No excuses, yeah, you know? And, I mean, put that on a shirt. I mean, bro, like, representing Echele Ganas, yeah, they're a perfect representation
of it. So, let's talk controversy then.
Oh.
So, who are you going to, like, who is the focal point? Because Canelo was supposed to fight him, like, in Cinco de Mayo, right?
Yep.
But he was doping, supposedly.
Yeah.
So, that's not the Echele Ganas way. That's the, like... Like, that's taking a shortcut. And it seems like Triple G is like the Echele Ganas. So, are you focusing on the Mexican fighter or the Russian? I think he's Russian with the Mexican style.
I mean, I don't have a clear focus.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I like both fighters. Both fighters, I think, represent that type of attitude, right? That type of ganas.
Yeah.
And they both clearly want to be the best, which is why this fight is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, what Canelo did... I mean, I don't know. I believe he should just say, hey, you know what? My bad.
Yeah.
I mean, when you speak the truth, that's what it is. When you say it comes from me and say, hey, man, you know what? No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, man, just fess up to it. You know, yeah. The truth will set you free, right?
Yeah, but I think like he just gave Triple G like an advantage.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know what? Like, you're scared of me. That's why you had to cheat.
Exactly.
Like, you knew I'm going to win. Like, if you can't fight me, like, the right way, that's why you had to cheat.
Yep. We'll see the thing, too, is, I mean, the right step that Canelo took was, hey, I'm going to sign up for 24/7, was it 365, testing, anytime you want me to. Like, that's the right step,
uh-huh,
you know. But it's like, when you break somebody's trust, yeah, oh, man, now you got people that have doubt in their head, you know. And it's like... It's like, I don't know, you know,
yeah,
he lost, you know, say he loses and you'd be like, well, it's because he didn't take his,
exactly.
You know, he didn't take what he needed to take to beat him.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if he wins and you'd be like, well, I don't know, what if he did take something?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like that trust is now broken and it's tough to try to get that back, you know? So I don't know, man. It's for me, it's just more like just representing both fighters and you know, el que le eche más ganas, they're going to win, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I think both fighters are great fighters, popular fighters, you know, and for me, I just want to see a great fight.
So, yeah, like, so you can't give us, like a little window into your mind, just, like, an idea? You don't, I mean, obviously, it could change, but, like, what are you thinking? Like, let me get into your brain for a little bit, like.
Like, about the fighters?
No, like, the design.
Oh, the design? Yeah, I mean, I want to put something out there that's going to represent the, how can I say without giving too much? I'm trying to show the history with the new.
Okay.
You know, so kind of look at it in that aspect and let your creative juices
let
flow.
Let our minds run, right.
You know?
Okay.
But it is something that I want to put out there to represent, that's gonna make you want to feel like, man, I need to have that shirt.
Yeah.
You know, so and it's just something that you definitely want to represent, you know. It's like anytime you have a shirt of somebody the, you know, like when you wear a Jordan shirt or when you wear, you know, a Muhammad Ali shirt, like it represents greatness. It represents somebody that did something great. You know, the underdog, the that powered through it, whatever it is, you know. Why wouldn't you want to wear something that, that, you know, that represents that?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where my head is going.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see, man. We'll see.
Yeah, well. Well, I mean, we're going to keep our eye. It's September. Right now, it's barely going to be like July.
Yeah.
When I release this episode, so.
Yep. Yep. No, the fight's going to be 15th, I think.
Of September.
Yeah, of September. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got a couple months though. So, because we're in July right now.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, keep an eye on it for sure. You're following them already. So, you are keeping an eye. But just make sure you get that hat or that shirt, whatever he decides. Because right now, he can't make up his mind. Maybe both. Buy both.
So, it'll be a collection. It'll be a collection. So,
there you go. He'll sign it for you. He'll get Canelo and Triple G signature on every print.
There you go.
Only three. He's only going to make three.
Right? That's it. Three. Get them while they last. Yeah.
So, who influences your style, your designs? Like, do you base it off of like an established already brand or like
I mean it's not one thing or one person or one brand. I try to get a mixture of different brands, you know. I like the clean, simple, like a Nike brand would put out there, but I also like the culture, the Latino culture, to also influence the type of brands, the type of designs that I want to put out there, right? So it's a little bit of both. I wanted to speak to people in a way where it's like, man, that's clean, it's simple, and I can wear it, you know? And even though it's a simple design, I wanted to speak loudly, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So it's like, Echeleganas alone, I think, speaks loudly.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I try to emphasize ganas, like big. You know, it's like making a big impact.
Yeah.
So it's a various, you know, it's athletic brands, it's lifestyle brands, and it's, you know, it's just the way people live, man. Like, you know, I drive home and I see people at the corner selling flowers, or I see the elotero coming through at 8 p.m. It's like, man, like these people are out here hustling. You know, and I want it to represent that, you know, so it's little things like that, man, that is where I get a lot of my ideas from, you know, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's important, you know, I feel that you can put that culture, that hustle in there, because it represents no excuses.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like whatever you need to do, do it.
Yeah. And like the shirt that you're wearing right now, it's like it's blue letters with red it's blue with some red letters.
Yep.
But only Dream and Ganas are in red.
Yep.
Why?
Because everybody has a dream, man. Everybody has a dream. You have a dream, whatever that is. You have a dream.
Yeah.
You know, but nothing will happen. You won't ever accomplish that dream without the Ganas.
True.
You know what I mean? So it's like, this is why this shirt is the dream is free, but the Ganas is sold separately. Like, you know, you can dream all you want, man.
Yeah.
It does you no good though if you don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'm gonna give you a what's it called? A design for free. You don't even gotta like, I don't want nothing.
Well, royalties.
So like the E, one of the E's, make it look like an equal sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dream equals Ganas or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just got that for free.
There you go. There. Coming to you in November.
That's going to be part of the Triple G Canelo series.
There you go. Part of the new collection.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
So like, did you always start as a clothing brand? Because you were doing Valiente Viernes, right?
And yep.
I'm always assuming shit. I'm always wrong. But like I thought maybe you started as like interviewing people, like, and then you transitioned into a clothing brand.
Yeah.
Am I correct or?
Well, no, it was a clothing brand, but it was Valiente Viernes was part of the idea when I started it. And it was, I wanted to help people and I wanted to push people, because I always felt like when you're on social media, you're... A lot of people, you know, you hear about people getting depressed because they see people that have a six pack or they have this, nice body, or they have a lot of money, or they're taking this vacation, or nice car, like whatever it is, people are like, man, I want that. You know, like, why can't I have that, right? And so I started thinking about Valiente Viernes and be like, man, let me interview people who are chasing this dream, or who are trying to accomplish these things, or have accomplished these things, like starting their business, or they do have that great body, or, you know, they lost, you know, hundreds of pounds to achieve what they wanted, and interview them and ask them, you know what, how did you get there? What obstacles did you face? So people could understand that they didn't just get it. They worked hard for it. Le echaron ganas.
Yeah.
You know, they took some kind of risk and sacrifice to get there. You know, if they have this car, it's because, hey, they put in the work. You know, you don't see that. They don't highlight that on their social media. Mm-hmm. But that's how you have to look at it. Like, man, you know, like, I want that. And like, okay, well, listen to this interview and you can see how you got it. You know, or people can that are chasing that same dream, they can look at that interview and say, man, I relate to this person because I'm going through those same obstacles.
Yeah.
And it might help that person to overcome them and say, man, if he got there, I can do it too. You know, I see that as I'm growing this brand, and anybody out there that's trying to grow something, whatever it is, they can see like, man, like, I'm just a simple guy, a normal guy. Yeah. I'm nobody that's, you know, super talented. Like, you can do what I'm doing if you really wanted to.
Yeah,
or you can do anything, you know. And that's what the whole Valiente Viernes is like, seeing by example. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's how that got started. It just, I went away from it just because it wasn't as easy to find the time to find these people or to organize these things. And it was, right now, it's, you know, it's not easy trying to do everything at once. It's finding balance. Yeah. To be, you know, believe me, I'm trying to get the Valiente Viernes started up again. And that's kind of where I'm at. I want to get that going again.
Yeah.
And show and highlight these people that are achieving it, you know. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at with it, man. So
and like the people that you get, like, I noticed they're wearing your clothing. Like, do they, you sponsor them, or like through their journey?
Well, I mean, I provide them a shirt.
Okay.
You know, as a gift, saying, uh-huh, hey, thanks for this opportunity.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they decide if they want to continue wearing it or not. All right. But you know, it's somebody that, you know, if I interview them, is, you know, a lot of times it's because, hey, man, I believe in your hustle. I believe in you to being able to accomplish whatever you need to accomplish.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I want them to be able to use me however they see fit, like as far as, you know, being motivated or anything I can help them with, I will try to help them. Uh-huh. You know, this, it's about building networks. It's about helping others. Yeah. You know, without looking for anything in return, you know. Just, hey, let's do this. You know,
so I guess I just give them a sticker and then I send them home.
Be like, all right, here you go, man. Put this on your bumper.
Yeah, put it on your bumper and promote the podcast.
There you go. Peace out.
You don't gotta go home, but you just can't stay here.
Nah, man. I guess to me, it's just if they're feeling the shirt, hey, man, sport it.
True.
You know, it's just something. I want them to feel that I'm wearing something that represents my hustle, my grind. And you know, I mean, it's crazy, man. When people buy my product and they send me a message on like, you know what, I gave this to my tia or my tio and they're battling this terminal illness and it made them feel good, like, hey, échale ganas. You know, when the very first person that I try to create a video for or try to help, you know, just any type of motivation, you know, was my mom when she was sick. I mean, I was doing anything I could to keep her spirits up.
Yeah.
You know, I built this nice big board and put a bunch of, like, just a bunch of pictures of the family members, you know, and I put positive words up there, fuerza, ánimo, you know, ganas, everything, you know, so she can look at it every day and say, look, these people are cheering you on. We're behind you 100%. Mm-hmm. And it was just something that helped her to feel good. Why can't a shirt do that?
True.
You know what I mean? So if people are out there risking something or sacrificing something, hey, put the shirt on, man. And you know, hopefully it brings some type of energy on your journey, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of how I look at it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Is that going to be a shirt? Vision board?
Yeah.
Or like maybe trademark vision boards. And make vision boards and like put all those inspirational words.
Yeah.
And people just put in their pictures.
Yeah.
Charlie Ganas, put some pictures on it.
There it is. Like, just put your picture right here. Like.
Yeah, there you go. Or like, they could screen print it.
Yeah,
there you go. Another bright idea.
There it is, man. Royalties coming your way soon.
They're all free. Don't even worry about the royalties. These are all free. They're on record, too. So I'm going to get credit either way. As long as I get credit, you get the money.
There you go. This is where it all started right here.
Yeah, like, you put it in the way because I'm too lazy. So, like, right now, I mean, I was about to say, like, we were talking about positive stuff, but mm-hmm. like, can you tell me like some obstacles that you faced like through this like journey of yours?
Yeah, I mean, with the brand, I mean, there's always your struggles, right? There's always, like I said earlier, like I took a couple steps back because I was kind of getting away of why I started the brand, and social media has a way of sucking you in. And then you start focusing on likes and comments and, you know, how many followers do I got and stuff like that. And I didn't like that, you know, and I just took a step back and said, okay, this is not where my focus should be. My focus should be on my work.
Yeah.
And putting out there a product and focusing on the people that do give me the time on their feed, that do follow me and support me, and let the rest take care of itself, you know. And I said, the product will speak for itself. And yeah. So that was just a struggle that I had to deal with that in the beginning. And, you know, it's as you're starting something, you always come to a point where you start. There's these seeds that just get planted in your head. Like, man, maybe I'm not good enough for this. Or maybe, you know, I don't know. Should I stop doing this? I don't know if I can continue doing this. Or, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I had to stay, like, just take that step and say, okay, hold on. You know, why did I do this? Why did I start this? You know, and then just keep going, you know? And on top of that, like, it was difficult in the beginning as well, because I was always looking for designers to help me out. And I said, let me find somebody that can help me, and then I can focus on other things.
Yeah.
But when I would try to and find these designers, they're like, oh, yeah, I'll help you out. Don't worry, you know? And I would tell them, too, like, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
Just tell me how much. Let's do this. And then, you know, when I would hit them up and say, oh, how's this design going?
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden it's like, it's hard to get a hold of, you know, or, you know, it's not done yet. Or give me another 2 weeks or, you know, and I had to think about it. It's like, well, they're not going to put the same energy into it like I would.
Yeah.
So trying to do everything myself, you know, is difficult.
Yeah.
I got 3 kids and a wife, you know, I got a full-time job. So the time that I have is very limited, like when I work on this is when my kids are asleep, you know, so it's not easy, but nothing is, right? Nothing worth working towards is ever easy.
Yeah.
And that's how I think when you have that mindset, I mean, you can do so much.
Yeah.
Right. And that's been the difficult part. You know, I did also during the process, I was able to bring on a friend of mine from Delano. He actually supported the brand a lot. Yeah. You know, he was real big on, you know, supporting the brand. He said, man, I want to see this brand grow. And, you know, I said, man, as much as you support me and you enjoy the product, I said, hey, you want to help me grow this brand? And he said, yeah, man, I'll help you out. And so, yeah, so his name is Tomas.
Okay.
And
shout out to Tomas.
Yeah, big shout out to Don Tomasito.
Don Tomasito.
That's his Instagram name.
All right.
And then, but yeah, man, he has this vision, and he sees what the Echelegana's lifestyle is. So he's also somebody who's helping building the brand with me, you know. So, and we're gonna grow the team, man. It's gonna happen. We're gonna grow, and try to create that team that can just, you know, pull through. And, you know, you can't do anything by yourself, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna need help.
Yeah, you know,
it's gonna happen.
I don't know if you're comfortable with this or whatever, but like I was going through Instagram, it's just stalking you. And, like, there's a picture of your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you tell me a little bit about it? Because I don't know if you're not comfortable with it. It's cool. Like, yeah. We're like, what's the story behind it? I think it's for Valentine's Day, right?
Valentine's Day? Was it Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
I posted?
I don't know.
I mean, well, my wife. Yeah, yeah. My wife, she's... it's somebody I met back in college. We both went to school out in San Diego. And yeah, we had three kids together. Her name is Yolanda. And yeah, man, she's... To be honest with you, I'll tell you a story. One of the main reasons why I actually pushed through and actually got started with the Chileganas, to like actually put it out there, was she would always see me drawing and working on these ideas. And I'm a perfectionist, so like if it's not ready, it's not ready, and I'm not putting it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was just like, what are you waiting for? You know, because she's a person that hears all my ideas, right? Uh-huh. And then she gets to a point where she rolls her eyes. Yeah. Like, oh, another great idea, huh? And it's like, it's kind of what my shirt says, right? Like, I can dream all I want.
Yeah.
But without the ganas, ain't nothing going to happen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so she said, you know what? Just go live. Yeah. And let the rest take care of itself. Yeah. You know, she's always supported me. And I think for anybody who's married or has a significant other, in order to go about and start a brand or a business, you need that support, you yeah. know? And she's been like my rock, you know? We have three kids together. So like, if I have to go out and do events, you know, I'll have to be like, hey, I have this event coming up. Is it cool? Yeah. No, but she supports me 100%. And she knows, she's the one person who knows how hard I work, and she knows how late I stay up, how early I wake up, and she knows that it's all for good. It's yeah. not just, you know, hey, let me get, you know, a couple bucks here and make this brand happen. Like, it's bigger than that. Yeah. It's bigger than us, you yeah. know? So it's, you know, it's a representation too of my kids seeing that, you know, when you want something in life, like, I tell this to people, is like, I can tell my kids all this positive stuff, and I can say, hey, you know, échale ganas, mijo. What do you want to be? Okay, go do it. Go chase your dream. And then one day they're going to say, hey, dad, did you chase your dream? And I'm going to be like, oh, you know what? I didn't, you know, because I had you.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, what? I thought you said no excuses, right? Yeah. So it's like, I would be a hypocrite. I would be like, you know what? I need to go do this.
Yeah.
And then if they can see that, you know what? My dad worked hard. And whether I end up reaching a level with the brand that you know we would want to be at, or if I don't, he could at least say, you know what, I seen him work hard, I seen him put in the work, and it just didn't happen, or it did happen.
Yeah.
You know, but as long as they see with their eyes, and it's not all just talk, you know. So that's kind of another thing that pushes me to keep going, you know.
That's good. I mean, I kind of have the same mentality. Like, I don't want to regret anything. Even if I have to, like, throw myself off a building, I don't want to say, like, man, I should have done it.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the hardest part. Living with regret.
Yep.
And thinking back, like, man, like, how my life could have changed if I would have done it, you know?
Yep.
I think that's, like, well, like, that's one of the reasons why I started the podcast. Because I was like, what if? What if I can do it? You know, I don't want to just question myself. And because... For the longest, I noticed, like, on the beginning of the episodes, I would talk about, like, oh, high school. But I was never past that.
Yeah.
And now, like, I don't talk about high school anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I think, like, doing this, like I was looking back too much. You know, I was looking forward. And with this podcast, like, I was like, okay, you know, leave the past where it's at and, like, keep focusing forward. Like, keep taking chances. If you're going to fail, you're going to fail. But at least at the end of the day, say you tried, you know?
Yeah. Hey, if you fail, who cares, right? Yeah,
I mean, I care. My feelings
care. I mean, but I'm saying, like, hey, you fail, get back up, dust yourself off, you know?
Echale ganas,
right? You fall down, get back up, right? You fall down 7 times, get back up 8, right? So something that I also look at is like my father. It's like now with my mom passing away, right? Like my dad... is still out there chasing a dream where he wants to be a singer. Like, he sings mariachi.
Oh, cool.
And the fact that my dad's out there at 60 years old, still trying to do events. Uh-huh. And I'm like, man, that's a dream of his, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it don't matter how old you are, man. If you're still chasing that dream, that keeps you young, man. That keeps you going. And as long as you don't stop.
Yeah.
It's really, as long as you don't stop, you won't fail.
Yeah.
You won't ever be a failure because you just keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
You'll but, never find out if you fail because you still keep doing it.
Exactly. but when you love it and when you have that, just that passion for it, man, it's like nothing other. You know, you're in a whole different zone.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. When people lose weight and, you know, it's a struggle at first, but then when they get into it, and then they're in the zone and there's no stopping them. They're eating healthy. They go to the gym all the time. And it's like, man, how'd you lose all that weight?
Yeah.
Put in the work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm preparing myself for the winter. That's why I look like this.
Your bulking phase. Yeah, bulking. I
mean, and then next summer, though. Ooh, watch out. Next summer.
2019, baby.
Yeah, 2026 when the World Cup comes. Watch. Watch. You'll see.
There you go.
So, like, have you stepped back and, like, gone through your feed, like, all the way back to when you started? Have you ever done that?
I have done that, yeah. I'll go back and I'll see some of the posts that I put out there, which is why I don't delete anything, because it's good to see where you started, you know? It's good to see, like, man, my very first photo shoot or my very first t-shirt design or, you know, man, I met this person back in this, you know, at this spot or whatever it is, right? You know, and it just is good. I like looking back to kind of put pieces together. Like, for example, I'm a big believer in things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
So, like, you won't ever know it going forward. But when you turn around and look back and just to see, like, oh, this is why that happened. Ah, okay, I get it now.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, for example, my name is Anthony, right? My grandfather, he passed away on December 31st, on New Year's Eve. Wow. His name is Antonio. And I was born January 3rd, 3 days later. Mm. Well, originally, my name was supposed to be Huactemo. My dad was like, no, tú vas a ser Huactemo. And I want a strong name for you, and you know, this and that, right? And then
I'm glad your name is Huactemo.
And then, like, you know, who knows what my nickname would have been, right? Yeah. Hey, what's up, Guac? Or what's, yeah, you know, who knows, right?
Yeah, yeah. Corobado from America, you know.
But, I mean, call me Memo, or I don't know. Yeah. But the thing is that he passed away, and my dad was like, you know what? Why don't we just name him after your dad? Huh? And then my mom didn't even know that he passed away until I was born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like, that's crazy to think about,
yeah,
right? And that's one of the things that kind of helped me through the grieving process is that I had my mother for 30 years of my life, you know? And then when my mom had to deal with her loss of losing her dad, you know, she was younger, you know? And she had to deal with that at a younger age, and she just had me, you know, so I could only imagine. You're supposed to be, it's one of the happiest moments of your life.
Yeah.
You have your child, and then you're given the news that, oh, by the way, your dad passed away 3 days ago.
As they're handing you the baby.
Exactly. Wow. So, but, you know, who knows what that did to my mother as far as making her look at life differently as well. Yeah, maybe that's why she was a big influence in my life.
True.
You know, I got the name because of what happened then, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's just how I look at it, man. And who knows when I look back, when I'm old and gray, or who knows whatever age I'm able to live up to, but I'm going to look back and say, ah, so this is why this happened, and this is why that happened, uh-huh. You know? So it's just, it's crazy. So when I go back through my feed and I look at this stuff, I'm like, ah. I say, okay, now the person I met back on this day and I interviewed for Valiente Viernes, now we're good friends.
Oh, that's good.
Or, you know, or now we're doing this, you know?
Yeah.
It's like we're collaborating on something else.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's crazy. So it's always good to go look back and see where you started from, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So never forget your roots.
I know. That's true. Dick in the box. Never forget it. So, something that I didn't even know this until like today, that I was going through your feed, like, you've been part of Mocajete Dominguero, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that, since it started?
Yeah, so they started last year in April, and I started with them in June of last year.
Okay.
So I started when they were back at the warehouse, like, you know, when we were it was like a sweatshop, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it was kind of embarrassing because people would come up to our table and we'd be like sweating like crazy. We're like, sorry, you know, it's hot in here. There's no AC.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, man, started back in the beginning with them, man. And it's pretty cool because when you're surrounded by people who are hustling, people who are creative, people who just have the energy that they want to do better. They have ideas out there. They tienen ganas, you know, they're out there following their dreams, you know. It's a good feeling to be around people like that, man.
Yeah.
And it's not even like being around competitive people or anything like that. It's more like it's all love. It's all, hey, what's going on? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how'd this event go? I mean, it's just supporting each other, man. It's a nice little community to be a part of.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, every time we've done Mocajete, it's been a great experience. We meet new people, like, you know, people that come to our table and just introduce themselves, and I'm able to ask them questions like, hey, what makes you tick? Mm-hmm. You know, why do you get up every day? Is it just to go to work?
Yeah.
You know, or do you start off your day chasing a dream, a goal? You know, what are you chasing every day?
Yeah.
You know, are you going through the motions, or you know, tienes ganas de hacer algo? You know?
Yeah.
And so it's good, man. I like speaking about the brand. I like speaking to people and see what's going through their head, you know. And it's Mocajete Domingueros is, if you haven't been out there, or anybody listening, I highly recommend it, just to go out there and have a good time, try the food, you know, talk to different vendors and, you know, enjoy the atmosphere, you know. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
So is it's every second week of the month?
It's every third, I believe.
Every third Sunday, yeah, of the month, right?
Correct, yep.
Yeah, actually, I interviewed Luis. I interviewed him.
Yeah.
So he has his own podcast.
Yeah.
Out of mine. I actually went to the last one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I think I saw you.
No. The last one was in May? No. Yeah, May, right?
Yeah, June. Yeah,
May?
Last month.
No, last month I didn't do it. Remember, I took that step back. Like, oh. I got away from doing anything.
Okay, then it was somebody else selling your gear.
Oh, what?
Because, like, something triggered, like, something happened there that made me think of you.
Yeah.
And then, like, made me want to retouch with you. I was like, where's this guy at?
Well, the thing is that, and it's pretty cool to see, is when I'm doing Mocajete, I'll see people with my product. Because they bought it there before.
Okay.
You know, so I'll be like, oh, I remember that guy. I talked to him the other day. Uh-huh. Or, you know, at the last event.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty cool. You'll see people wearing the hat or the shirt. And it's pretty nice.
So that all happens for a reason.
There you go. Yeah, so see.
All right, well, you know what? Like, we're almost about there. We're going to wrap it up in a little bit. But I still have a couple questions, right?
Yep.
So first of all, like, what kind of advice can you give, like, people that maybe want to pursue a dream, like, the same as yours, but are scared, you know, pursuing it?
If they're scared pursuing it, but they are always thinking about it, I would say just write it down and just take that first step. I mean, you don't have to be big steps. You don't have to start off super big, and don't compare yourself to anybody else. I mean, one of the mistakes is that me as an apparel company, I mean, one of the mistakes that I would do is I would compare myself to others and be like, oh man, they're already putting new product out, or oh man, I need to do this, because I'm looking at them and I can't go at that pace.
Yeah.
I gotta understand I'm smaller. Mm-hmm. I'm not as big as that other brand, or, you know, it's, so I think as long as you write it down and just take that first step, whatever it is, it could be, okay, you know what, let me just do a logo, or, you know what, let me go and get a business license, or let me go and get a domain, or, you know, start on the website, or, you know, just simple little things like that, or work on some product, that whatever it is you want to sell, right? So if it's clothing, let me put this design on a shirt, you know, and just working on a design. That's it. Test it out with family and say, hey, what do you think?
Yeah.
It's small steps.
Yeah.
They don't have to be huge.
And then what can you tell the supporters that are hopefully they're listening to you, like, wondering, like, how it all started? Like, what can you tell them?
What can I tell my supporters?
Yeah, your supporters.
Well, I mean, what I would tell my supporters, I mean, I would say gracias, you know, appreciate the love that you guys give me, the support, the positive feedback. It motivates me, that type of feedback that I get back. It's It, you don't understand how that pushes me to continue to better myself. And what I would tell them is, I mean, to reach out to me too. If you guys have ideas, if you guys have anything that, you know, we can connect in some way. Because as a brand, I want to be able to be some, bring some type of value to the people that follow me, my supporters. Like, that's what I want to bring. It's value. Mm-hmm. Like, how can I help? So, for example, I mean, this past year, I've done a lot of talks to, like, the youth. I've gone out and talked to middle schools, high schools, and just try to talk to the kids and speak about what Eche Le Ganas is, how it started, you know, and to help motivate the youth and let them know, like, you know, you can do what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
No matter what you look like. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy because when I would do this talk with the kids, I would put a picture up of me and a couple of my friends. Uh-huh. And mind you, back when I was in high school, I was bald. I shaved my head. I had... Well, in high school, I didn't have earrings yet. But when I was in college, I had earrings. But, like, we were all bald. We were all, you know, bald Mexicans right there. Just
looking like cholos.
Little cholillos right there, right? Like, but when you see that picture, I would tell them, what do you see? You know, have them describe the picture. And that's what they would say, right? Like, oh, cholo, gangster, whatever. And I said, well, I mean, that guy in the top right is a principal. And the guy in the bottom right is an English teacher. That guy's an engineer, and that guy's a CHP officer, you know? And I said, I'll tell you this, it don't matter what you look like. I said, whatever you're going after, just know that, you know, don't let people judge you by how you look.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a dream, go after it. Yeah. You know, and don't let nobody tell you otherwise.
That's cool.
So it's just something to help them see, right? To visually see that, like, dude, this is me.
Yeah.
You know, people would doubt me when I went into engineering, uh-huh. And it's cool. I said, I didn't let that faze me. I said, you know what? I'm going to do this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, because people, that's going to happen. People are going to look at you and right away stereotype you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, man, a lot of my followers and supporters, I appreciate it. And, you know, follow me on Facebook if you haven't.
Now, we'll get into that. I still got one more question.
Right, my bad.
Yeah, you're already trying to leave, bro. Come on. So, like, what's next for Eche Le Ganas? Eche Le Ganas.
What's next? Man, there's so much, actually. I'm working on, currently, women's apparel. I'm working on fall stuff, right? I'm working on fitness gear. I'm working on more accessories. And I'm working on an actual clothing for kids, right? So, see, this is a story. So last year, I started what is called Eche Le Ganas Mijo and Eche Le Ganas Mija for the girls and boys. Oh. But last year, my daughter broke her leg. She broke her femur. Uh-huh. And when that happened, I took a step away from that.
Oh.
And I wasn't, because at the same time, my wife was pregnant with our third child.
Okay.
So, like, I couldn't be as active as I wanted to.
Yeah.
And so I had to take a step back from the Eche Le Ganas Mijo and Mija clothing brand. And so this year I've been actually full force and working on designs, and I'm trying to get that out there this year, you know. And I'm trying to also do, I mean, I have a bunch of ideas, bro. Like,
yeah.
I want to do a college tour. I want to make a pit stop at every college and being able to interview or work with organizations that are making a positive difference, you know. And I remember going to school. I went to school at San Diego State, and I was part of a fraternity, at the Latino fraternity, that were always out there trying to make a difference. And I mean, that's something that I want to be able to highlight. You know, it's like, man, there's people out here that are trying to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that are out there hustling, and that are out there, you know, trying to be the first ones in their families to get that college education. So that's an idea. I'm trying to do events out of state. That's a lot of ideas, bro.
Damn.
I mean, believe me, it's busy.
It's
a lot of stuff, and you know, ugly sweaters. That's something that's on the list.
Hey, make your money, man.
Yeah.
So see, he's trying to jump into Fashion Nova District right there with the women's line.
Hey, there you go, man.
And like that, like you know what? Like I think if you change it to, you said mijo or mija?
Échale ganas mijo and échale ganas mija.
Instead of the O or the A, change it to X and I bet you you'll make money that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
personally, like, I don't care. But, like, people, like, that's, I mean, you don't want to label them if, you know.
No. But see, it's just something where, you know, I know people are like, well, I'm nobody's mija, you know, or and stuff like that. But it's something that, I mean, at least I would hear that a lot, right? Yeah, échale ganas, mija, or good job, mija, or good job, mijo. You know, and it's something in the culture that it represents us, and that's what I'm trying to push, right? Or want to push.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, it's something I want to do, and I also want to highlight, women and Latinas, because I feel, especially everything going on with the whole movement, and like I'm a strong believer in like women can do anything they want to do, you know, and especially having two daughters, it's something that I want to represent, because believe me, I would push those ideas and that positive mindset to my daughters and say, hey, you can do anything you want, you know, and I want them to believe in themselves that they can achieve anything no matter what, you know, so that's something that I also want to push, you know, so. Yeah, man, a lot of ideas.
Damn, man, I don't know how you're gonna do it. You're gonna be busy. So I want to ask you, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, to be honest with you, I haven't looked that far ahead.
No,
I mean, I probably just try to focus on
the now,
the next steps.
All right,
you know, just because who knows if I'll be here in 5 years? You know, like we never know.
True.
Like I push this to a lot of my friends and to a lot of people is that we're not promised tomorrow.
That's true. You know,
which is why I try to do what I can today, mm-hmm. and just live life, man. Like, Echele Ganas isn't just about fitness. It's not just about the, you know, school. It's not just about anything like that. It's Echele Ganas a la vida, you know? It's like finding balance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's... whatever makes you happy, man, you know, and especially when you hear about people taking their own lives and they're depressed and it's tough, bro, you know, and it just live life, find something that makes you happy and do it. If you're not happy, move on, find something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's people that care about you. There's people that are there for you and just got to understand that, you know, and it's not easy, but it's, you know, we always have to, especially our friends and family, like check in on them. Hey, how you doing? You know, whatever the case may be, but just throw it out there, man. It's just like, hey, échale ganas.
Yeah. Well, man, hopefully you guys are checking on your friends, seeing that they're okay, because that mental health is a big issue and you never know what somebody's going through, you know?
Yep. That's very true, man. Very true.
So I want you to tell people where they can find your products, your websites, your Instagrams, whatever. If you're going to be doing anything in July.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram, Echele_ganas. On Facebook, it's Echele Ganas Apparel. You can head out to my website, echeleganasapparel.com. And hopefully I can also start doing a YouTube video. But we'll see. It's one of the ideas is also starting a vlog and capturing the daily struggles of building a brand, you know, a Latino brand. So that's something I want to put out there and give you guys an insight on the brand and on who we are. And then, invite your friends, tag them, you know, let them know about the brand. And you know, hit me up, DM me, and let me know, hey, what pushes you, what motivates you, and yeah, let's have a conversation, man. Let's build the positive environment and push each other, you know. Let's, you know, hold each other accountable and say, hey, how's that goal working out, you know?
Yeah.
So reach out to me. I'm available.
All right, guys, well, you know what's next.
one of my favorite parts of the interview is where I like to play a game called Sevens. You didn't even know that, did you? Nah. So like Sevens is a word association game. So if you're familiar with like Heads Up, so it's basically like Heads Up, except okay. that you're not gonna see my phone. I'm gonna give you the clues.
Okay.
So you're gonna choose a category, and it's gonna be seven questions, and you have each question, you have 7 seconds to answer it. So it's gonna be a total of 49 seconds. Okay. The faster you answer it, the more points you get. So okay. the highest score is 49.
Okay.
Which is like 7 times, you know, 7, 49. Yeah. So and the score you gotta beat is 32, set by Marty Moose. From 21 Miles of Scenic Beauty, and then this Oxnard. He's been on a roll, like, nobody's been able to beat his. Like, he came, I think, in January.
Oh, man.
Nobody's been able to beat his score. So, 32 is a very, very difficult score to beat.
Yeah.
Especially when you have somebody like me giving you the clues. So, my advice to you is pick a category that you feel I'm going to be good at. Because if you're good at it and I'm not, I don't know anything about, then I can't give you a clue for you to be able to answer it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So, the categories are... general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s,
the 80s. Sports.
Sports? Man. All right. Let's do sports. I'm not good at sports.
What? All right. Oh, no.
On the... Mike McGuire used to play for this team.
Cardinals.
I think he played for the Yankees, like old school, like in like the 70s.
They're in the 70s?
Yeah. Okay. Number 23 for the Bulls.
Jordan. Michael Jordan.
He played for the Giants. He used to like Jews.
Barry Bonds.
Women's Basketball League. What's the acronym?
WNBA.
Marco.
Polo.
A person that buys a bunch of tickets and sells them outside Scalper. The stadium. 24. Hey, I think that was pretty good,
what?
Too.
Oh, man.
All right, but you know what? You get another chance. And I'm going to hook you up, right? We're going to the general. Hey, you know, I think that's the best I've ever done.
For real. Hey, you did pretty good. If only I would have got that Yankees one.
I don't even know if it's from Yankees. Oh. Mickey Mantle?
Mickey Mantle.
Where yeah. did he play?
Yeah, it was the Yankees. I don't know what year it was, but
just said 70s. I don't even know. I was hoping, like, fuck it. Let's hopefully, like, baseball was around then. You know, I don't know.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah.
All right, well, let's do general. So you're gonna keep the high score. So your goal still is to be 32.
Okay.
If you tie, then I'll give you both of you a fat of myself. Give me a thumbs up.
All right.
It's made with a pig. You eat this with eggs in the bacon. Morning. It's out in outer space. This is how we watch TV.
Satellites.
When you take a picture with the
selfie.
Camera. Where do you, FM?
AM.
No, FM.
PM.
No, FM.
Oh.
Where do you listen to FM?
Stereo.
Not the Samsung, but the other one. That was the Apple. Yeah. Not the queen, but a
king.
Where you drink water in the
water fountain.
Cup.
Oh, cup.
Alright, you got 27. Yeah, it was yeah, radio.
Radio.
FM. Yeah. Radio. Where do you listen to? Radio.
What did I say? FM, PM?
Yeah, FM. Yeah. I don't know, but it's cool. All right, guys. Well, I mean, I was fun. He didn't get to get my fat head. I didn't even tell him about that part. So the winner gets a fat head of myself. Give me a thumbs up.
There you go.
So basically, to like, for you to remember that you were here or to never come here again. It's really up to you. Yeah. So, you know what? Like, it's time for my plugs. So, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook. All you gotta just look up Let Me Know Pod. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn. I'm everywhere. All you gotta just go on Google, look me up, type in Let Me Know. Make sure you fix that T because the autocorrect will put a T instead of an M. And click search. And whatever pops up first, click on it. Hopefully, you can listen to it. If not, go back and try something new. All right, guys. So remember, I got hats. I got shirts. You can find them at Synesthesia Boutique. I think your best day is to go on a Tuesday because she has a BOGO. Buy one, get one half off, I believe. I don't even know. You got to ask her. And I got stickers. All you got to do is DM me and if you with your address. And if they're totally free. If you don't want to give me your address, which is cool, you can visit Synesthesia Boutique, Jessica Fitness Center. You can find them there. And you know what? I'm going to leave you guys. But before I go, I just want to thank you for letting me be part of your day. All right, guys, till next week. I'll see ya. Bye.